And joining us now from CBS Sports, he will be on the call for Sunday's game against the Chiefs, was also on the call for last week's game at Oakland, Steve Tasker. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Vic. It's good to be back.
Well, you know this team so well, again, because you've been around it, and I want your impressions of the performance last week. I know people say, oh, that was the Raiders, and you're supposed to beat a team that comes into your game with a four-game losing streak on. But we know the realities of the NFL. It's not that easy.
No, anytime you win on the road is a really it's a big win, and I think that the way Cleveland won says a lot about where they're headed and the identity and the kind of team they're wanting to build. No question, their defense stepped up really big time. I thought their defensive backfield and their front were really good in this game. It was interesting to see how much work Sheldon Brown got because, and we noticed late in the game, Joe Hayden didn't get the ball thrown at him at all. I mean, he really was outstanding, and the one time it did, he almost picked the darn thing off. So. And the guys up front have been playing, you know, with Ataba Rubin being back in and Phil Taylor being back healthy. It's made all the difference, and everybody's playing better.
Yeah, I think it does. The conversation with this team does have to start with that defense, Steve, right? I mean, there is dominant too strong a word? Because I'm seeing those guys in the middle really disrupting things. And as you say, if you've got a cornerback who's taken away half the field, that is a severe detriment to anybody's offensive game plan.
Well, yeah, all of a sudden they're a handful, you know. I mean, and certainly on certain plays they're dominant, and you got guys making plays on both ends, which I think they're getting pressure, they're stopping the run, but in the back end they're making some really good plays as well. So, you know, Buster Screen had some good moments and some bad moments in the game last week, but, you know, that's good for him. I mean, not that he had bad moments, but that they can go at him and you feel confident putting him out there. He's somewhere inside there. There's a really good player, and I think he's improving all the time. So I think even with the guys you can depend on, like Joe Hayden and like those big guys up front, the rest of those guys are starting to step it up because of the fact, you know, that they're all playing with more confidence.
And speaking of that, from an offensive standpoint, confidence, you have to look at the passing game. Brandon Whedon, how much of a confidence boost must it be for a quarterback, for a rookie quarterback especially, to lead a team on a decisive 94-yard drive on the road?
That was big. I was impressed with that. And you know, you never really – in fact, it's to the point now with Cleveland where, you know, when they got on the field for that drive, it was more of a question of, okay, how long are they going to be able to keep this? You know, are they going to be able to at least flip field position? Are they going to get out of this? You know, because it really looked like they were in a jam and kind of hanging on by their fingernails. That's the way it's been for the Browns in the past. But in this game, I mean, with Trent Richardson playing the way he's playing, with Whedon and Josh Gordon and those guys starting to catch the ball and play some consistency on offense, you get a first down and then another one. And it was pretty impressive. And I think it's there's a lot of reason for optimism. And, yeah, you can say it was the Raiders and all of that, but nevertheless, putting together a 90-yard drive at that point in the game really says a lot of good things about the Browns offense.
I mean, so much of what we talk about when we're looking at a football team and young football teams, and it does take me back, frankly, I'm not comparing the Browns to the early Buffalo teams that you were on in the mid-80s, Steve, but what I do remember about covering that is seeing how young when young guys got together and started to develop an identity, the formative times. And that's where my memory goes back to just in terms of covering this game. So looking at this Browns team, and I see we talked about Brandon Whedon, but Josh Gordon, how with almost every game he seems to know more about what he's doing and displays something. And I think making that catch that he did for that touchdown, for that 44-yard touchdown, was exemplary of that. And thinking about a guy who's come back so strong from the decisive drop he had in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what young players do. They start to play with more confidence. They start to convince themselves that they do belong out there and that they can get some things done. And once you get that, then you get into those situations that the Browns have been in so many times. And instead of wondering, you know, who's the best option, what's going to go, you got, you know, all these guys out there who want the ball. You got Trent Richardson who wants the ball in his hand. Josh Gordon, Little. All these guys who are hoping that Whedon gets them the ball, and they're asking for the opportunity, and that's when things really turn the corner, when you got a lot of young guys who have so much confidence or enough confidence that when it comes to crunch time, they want the ball. And I think that's when a team really turns the corner offensively, when not when, you know, everybody's wondering if we can do this together. They're not saying that in the huddle. They're saying, hey, give me the chance. I want it, and I can do it. That's an enormous difference, and that's where the Browns are headed, I think.
Steve Tasker from CBS Sports. He will be on the call for Sunday's game against the Chiefs, between the Browns and the Chiefs, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Steve, the other part of this equation is Pat Shurmur and how this team is responding to him, responding to the situation. Everybody knows, you know, new ownership in place, new CEO in place in Joe Banner, and thinking about what Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner might be thinking about, or what they might do after the season. And that's not a, it's just out there. It's the, I won't even call it the elephant in the room. It's everybody gets it and understands it. But the way these players are responding and playing, it almost seems to make a statement that they want everyone to see, and maybe especially the new people in charge, that they're still playing for their head coach.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question on it. And I know new ownership's going to know if they're going to change their head coach, this team's going to take a step backward. I mean, you're not going to take a step forward. You install a new coaching staff, new offense, new defense, new coaching techniques, new schedule, new off-season regime, you know, and let's face it, and you got to think too, Pat Shurmur only had one off-season to get his guys ready. The first year he had was the lockout year, and his last year was his first full off-season, and he had a brand new quarterback to get ready and who's learning a new offense, and so he had, you know, a lot of things stacked against him, and to get to this point and have this team start playing like it is, I think says a lot about where his philosophy is and how good it is and how viable it is. I think it's a team that it's hard for me, and I know I don't have any skin in that game in Cleveland, but it seems to me like Pat Shurmur needs some more time because he's headed in the right direction. You don't know, he may be the exact right guy for the job. And I don't think the new ownership will be in any kind of enormous hurry to make that change. I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to do as an ownership group of an NFL team. Head coach is certainly one of them. But there's a lot of things that they can focus on aside from the head coaching job to make this franchise a little better in the long run. They don't have to start right away with the head coach. If they want to give him another year to find out for sure if he's making a difference, I think they can do that without too much trouble.
And the other thing, Steve, about this is winning the games you're supposed to win. Now, the Browns went into this game last week. They're 3-8 just like the Raiders were. But they came in, obviously, with more traction, and now they've got 4 wins in their last 7 or 3 in their last 5, however you want to look at it, and they're facing a Chiefs team that's 2-10 and just won its second game last week and under very emotional circumstances. We know that against Carolina, but this goes down as a game, a home game, that you're supposed to win and have to win. And don't you think that kind of factors into things too, that if you're as good as I think the Browns are starting to look, this is more validation that you have to win a game like this?
Well, certainly, yeah. It's going to be how they finish this season, no question. They've got to keep showing improvement. They've got to show that it's for real. They can't take really a huge step backwards and expect to, you know, not have it cost them. I think this is a game that they got to expect to win, and they should win. And in fact, if they're the way they're playing lately, they should expect to win decisively, particularly at home. And you're right. I think every game from here down the stretch is going to have a lot to say about the future of the coaching staff and a lot of the players that are on the roster. If they continue to show progress like they have in the last month and play as good as they have, I think ownership's going to be very hesitant to make any changes of that nature. So, every game, I think, from here on out, let alone this home game against a team that's struggling, that you should win, got to win, I think the rest of them are the same way.
And, Steve, you and I were together in Oakland last week, right around the time that the news broke that Javon Belcher, the linebacker for the Chiefs, was involved, of course, in that murder-suicide, that shocking event happening right the day before they were to play the Panthers. And, you know, we talked about how Romeo Crennel would handle it as a head coach, the emotion of everything the next day, or just in questions had started to come out about whether they play the game. We know the whole story now, but they did and they won. My question to you is, what do you think we expect from the Chiefs a week later?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what you can get from the Chiefs. It was a tragedy, and it was horrific, and they've had a week to deal with it. There's going to be a lot of distractions during the week. It's going to be a question of whether they can prepare like a normal week, or perhaps better than they have in the past, in the midst of what's going on in Kansas City, still in the aftermath of that tragedy. So I think it's going to be very difficult for them to carry in the emotion that they had last week at home against Carolina on the road against Cleveland. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. And, you know, if the Chiefs come out of this and play extremely well, I don't think there's any question. You really got to tip your hat to Romeo Crennel and Scott Paoli for having this kind of ability to get their team through that tragedy.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. Again, we look forward to seeing you on Sunday here at Cleveland Browns Stadium. And travel safe, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Vic. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Good weekend.
Yes, he is Steve Tasker from CBS Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.